CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're kicking things off this week talking about theft and fraud in the area. There's been some cases of this. Now, you ran a story recently about an accounting firm. Something was stolen there. Can you share the news?
So Stone McGee and Company, they are an accounting firm, and they had $11,000 stolen from their bank account. There were 9 forged checks that weren't in the name of employee Stone McGee folks. So it seems like a photograph, checks were photographed, and the amount that was photographed was deposited into an account, but they don't know where the money went into. So there has also been other theft and fraud in Grant County, from stolen debit cards and mail to scam calls and email. And there's the United States Postal Inspection Service and Sheriff's Department who are actually investigating the stolen mail that's been happening recently. And some tips include to prevent from mail theft include mailbox locks, having someone trustful to check your mail, and find out when your mail usually arrives. So, yeah.
Okay, moving on. Western New Mexico University Regents are going to vote in the upcoming meeting about bringing soccer and baseball to the university. What do we know on that?
Western's Board of Regents met last week, and they were updated about what happened in this year's legislative session. And one of those things that happened this year in the session was that Senator Gabe Ramos allocated $375,000 to baseball and women's soccer programs at the university. So they will be voting in their next meeting, April 25th, to see if they want to move forward with these two programs.
Recently, the Silver City Town Council hired Fred Portillo to take the job as police chief in the community. He was already serving as interim police chief. Is that correct?
That's right. He's been the interim police chief for about a year. And so last week, the Silver City Town Council approved Portillo as police chief. There was 51 applicants that applied, but after ranking the applicants and interviewing them, there's two remaining. The other applicant other than Portillo was Jeffrey Herweg, and actually folks researched this man, and it seems like there was a very public work history with Herweg that kind of put him out of the out of being an applicant. So in the end, Silver City Town Council decided to go with Portillo.
Okay, now there's also news of an out-of-state company looking to bring a co-working space to Grant County. Can you share more about that?
Right, so a company based out of California named Altura Communication Solutions. They have been, a person with the company has been trying to bring co-working space to Grant County. What a co-working space, for people who don't know, it's an office where folks can be instead of at home, or a coffee shop. And this will provide resources like internet access, coffee, other stuff, other resources similar to that. So what this employee has been trying to do is reach out to Grant County companies, organizations here, and looking for a space to bring these working spaces to the area.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. CP Thompson is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, thanks for updating us on the Silver City Report, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.